Hey, thanks for checking out Things I Learned Last Night. This is a show where we laugh a lot and learn a little. In this episode, we learn about the Bone Wars, two guys from the ancient past who found a bunch of dinosaurs and were really petty about it.
Super competitive. We should call it the Bone Race.
The Bone Race, yeah.
Yeah, they're like trying to...
It's like the Find Amazing Race, dinosaurs. But with dinosaur bones.
Yeah, you are the last to arrive. yeah, great. When does this episode come out?
This will come out
April 9th?
On April 9th, yeah.
Great. This weekend, I am in Corona Light, Idaho. It's Coeur d'Alene. It feels wrong. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on the 13th, and then in Oklahoma on the 21st. So Oklahoma City. If you are around there and would like to see me do stand-up, that's the places to do it. Or if you don't want to see me do stand-up, avoid those places.
Go anywhere near
far away. So yeah, thanks for checking out our show and also for checking out my shows. Let's get into the Bone Wars.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Have you ever heard of the Bone Wars?
The Bone Wars?
The Bone Wars.
No.
Take a guess.
Okay. If I had to, I feel like it's Junkyard Wars, but with bones. Do you watch Junkyard Wars, the show?
So
where they
through.
Scour. Yeah, I'm going. Just chill out.
Is there a boneyard somewhere?
I'm going to talk about it if you'll chill out. Right. Okay, it's the same concept.
Yeah.
Where you have to design a freaking pulley launch thing, right? Yeah. Using exclusively bones, but that's the problem. They don't give you the bones. They go, you gotta go find them.
Find some bones.
Speaking of bones.
He is now trying to move as quickly as possible to discover as much as possible to be able to ship and publish these discoveries before Othaniel can get to them. Othaniel takes a different approach. He hires a militia.
Okay.
And he says, we're going to kill Eddie.
Go. Rusty Mud.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dad rock band. Does,
Things I learned last night.
I run a professional business. Like, I run a professional business.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know, we do shows.
Yeah.
You know, this is how I make a living.
Yes.
All right? Not this podcast. We don't make a cent from this. Gosh, I wish we did. No, the shows are how I make my living.
Yeah.
I have an agent who, she helps me make a living. She's I'm responsible for my paychecks.
Yeah.
And she casually dropped in one of our calls a couple weeks ago. That she doesn't believe dinosaurs are real. She just casually said that. She was like, yeah, I was talking to this girl at my gym. And I brought up, well, I mean, obviously I don't think dinosaurs are real. And then she just kept talking. And I said, I'm sorry. Hold on. Can you say that thing again? Say that weird thing you said again.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't believe dinosaurs are real.
What's her reason?
Her reasoning is, and straight up, I said, what are you talking about? Did you see a thing online? Like, what got you on this? She goes, well, first of all, I just looked at them. And I was like, that's not real. So now every time I'm, and there's, first of all,
that can't be real.
Straight up, she was just like, I mean,
that
first
right
of all,
there,
what she said, I think what she said it was, first of all, I looked at him and I was like, be for real. And I was like, you be for real.
Be real.
So now every time I'm in an airport that has, you know, a lot of airports have like
bones,
a T-Rex or a mammoth or whatever. Yeah. I always,
nothing says enjoy your flight. Like, look at this dead thing.
Yeah. Nothing. And I always take a bone. I take one every time. This is true. I hope Delta doesn't listen to this, but I steal the soap from the Sky Club.
Like those are you not supposed to?
Well, you're not supposed to the whole. I mean, you're supposed to use the soap. That's not what I mean. I'm not saying I use the soap. But I'm like, stole it. No, I mean like I take the full bottle.
I've looked them up.
They're like $40 bottles of soap.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, walk me through this. I'm picturing like hotel bottles, like the little bottles.
No. They have like a full bottle of soap. They have multiple of them on the counter.
That's kind of gross to me.
Why?
Because like everybody's using those.
Yeah, but it's Sky Club people. It's not the pores. You know? Like, there's already a barrier of entrance.
This is the second shower of the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. I'm saying...
I guess that's kind of fair.
Hey, roll the theme song before all my elite stuff. Right now, I'm a national elite. I'm working my way to global elite.
All right, this episode's going to be
I'm
great.
I'm more of a Missouri for your, elite.
For your dinosaur denier.
Oh.
Dino
denier? I like that.
We're looking at
two. Get her a shirt.
Dino denier? That's actually kind of a cool shirt. That kind of goes pretty hard, not going to lie.
All right.
Dino denier. This is about two guys. One by the name of Edward Drinker Cope. This is okay. Him.
Oh. just happy to be there.
Yeah, Edward Drinker Cope.
He looks like a second grader doing his school picture, you know?
He does.
Where he's like, smile, but he's like insecure about his teeth. So he's like, yeah.
Yeah. And Othaniel Charles Marsh.
Yeah, and he looks like the...
He also looks like a second grader,
guy from that second grader's dreams. His nightmares. Gosh, man.
Who's Othaniel? Stop talking about Othaniel.
Othaniel's a name that should make a comeback, too.
I was thinking that, actually, because Othaniel...
Just call him Onate.
Oh, that's not what I thought. I think you shortened that to Oath, and that is hard.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Hello, I am Oath.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, if you're introducing yourself sick. That way.
I might just start doing that.
You can do it, dude. You can take any name you want. You can
take whatever name you want. So let's talk about each of them real quick.
They're separate people.
Two separate people.
I mean, like, that's not what I mean. Obviously, they're separate people. I just mean, like, their storylines are different.
Yeah, we're looking at two stories today.
Or, like, they have pals, friends.
At one point, they were friends.
Okay. Well, enemies?
At one point, they were enemies.
Dude. One day.
We could do this.
You and I will be enemies.
I'm looking forward to that day. So Edward Drinker Cope was born July 28th, 1840 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And
you want to check your Apple Watch any more times?
My wife is leaving, and so the ring, it keeps sending me
She's
notifications.
Leaving?
Oh, my God.
You need to talk about anything?
My wife's leaving. I'm getting a lot of texts from her and
the lawyer.
And it's like, yeah, but I'm trying to talk about these bone guys.
I'm talking about the bone guys. I'm talking about the bone boys. Keep my mind
occupied. Freaking.
No, the ring sends me a notification when she sets the alarm. We've got a camera in the garage, so it's every time it sees her moving in the garage. And then we got a camera right outside the garage, so when it sees her backing out, it's just like so many notifications whenever she leaves.
It feels like she's late for work.
It's a PD day today.
Oh, yeah. My wife has that today, too. That's got wild. No students.
That's crazy. Okay, anyways.
Schools, huh?
Yeah, well, schools do.
That's probably why there were so many kids at Chick-fil-A today. I was wondering. I went to Chick-fil-A this morning, and there was like a bunch of high schoolers around, and I was like, what?
Why are you here?
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
We made a building for you. We said, we don't want you in public.
We've prepared a place for you.
Where the streets are gold.
These streets don't look gold. This is linoleum.
Shut up. We built it in the 90s. It was gold then. It's worn down now.
It's kind of like brass turning green. Yeah. Like
the Sky Club is gold.
All right, so his family was very wealthy.
Sorry, we're talking about the first guy or the second guy?
Cope. Edward Drinker Cope.
Okay, yeah.
Mustache first guy.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be there. He was born to a wealthy family.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like a child prodigy. He very quickly was like excelling through the ranks in school. And at 19, he published his first scientific paper.
Oh.
Didn't go like to
well, again, in the 1840s, you only lived to be 27. So
I saw something recently that said that that idea isn't true.
Okay, well, I'm lying.
I hate that you just so quickly were just whatever.
If new information comes, I accept that I was wrong, and I go, oh, okay,
let me explain why. The lifespan was about the same, but the average was like 27, 28.
A lot of people.
Because so many people died, like so many infants died. So many people didn't make it past the first year.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it skews the numbers. But once you made it past baby, then like most people made it pretty far.
Oh, okay.
Which is really
I mean, I knew old people existed. I just thought that they were
so rare. Everyone's like, ooh, what's that? I look at that and I think that's not real.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyways.
We built a building for the old people too, didn't we? there's really
middle-aged people kind of suck.
Rule of society. Huh.
Hey, we're coming up on that. We're getting close to being
buddy. Rulers. We're there. You're having a midlife crisis. We're there, dude. We're fully
I started golfing.
You bought a guitar. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, man. Oh, I'm turning 30 in a couple months. Are you scared about it? No.
Nah. No. Me and my guitar.
Me and my guitar are sailing into our 30s, dude. All right. I'm playing Roller Coaster Tycoon. A lot of stuff's different right now, man.
It's interesting. All right. Well, anyways,
we're going to be the bones one day when you think about it. You ever think about
it? You ever think about how we're going to be the bones? I mean, technically, we are the bones.
So, O'Malley or whatever his name is.
Othniel? We're not ready for Edward.
No. We're talking about
Edward Drinker Cope.
Okay.
Cope, not Coke.
Yes.
Edward Drinker Cope writes his first scientific paper at 19. Yeah, and he's like a prodigy. But right. It's like...
That was still like a young thing to do then.
Yeah, and like they still had college, you know? But he was just like, I don't need that. Because he's rich. And so he, instead of going to college, just goes to become a professor and starts teaching science at some school.
Sure.
He obviously like wasn't very well educated, but he was intelligent, like just naturally pretty intelligent. And he had the money to kind of sneak his way into some stuff.
Sure.
So he got a job teaching, also got a job prospecting, which seems like...
No, it's a job. I get it. Yeah.
It's fair.
I'm a prospector. That's how they all talked.
He was into neo-Lamarckism. Have you heard of that?
My family tried that for a bit before we went to Baptists.
Lamarckism.
Lamarckism?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
So this was the idea that parents could pass on traits to their kids that weren't like physical traits.
Oh, sure, sure.
So like if
I'm a doctor, so now my kid knows everything I know.
Not necessarily knows everything I know, but it's like your kid's going to be a doctor. Or like if you're a healthy person that cares a lot about their fitness, your kid's going to also inherit that. But it's not a nurture thing. It's like it's a nature thing.
Oh, and sure.
So Neil, it's kind of a twist where it's like, I mean, this does naturally just kind of happen, but it's more of a nurture thing.
Yeah.
They believe this is like that's ingrained within your DNA once you pick that up.
Okay.
So me picking up guitar means my kids are going to get into guitar.
Does your dad play?
No. No, yeah.
Why are you trying to force it then?
It's not in your DNA.
It's not in your DNA. It's not who you are.
Okay, fine. Othniel. I'm not sure how to pronounce. Is it Othniel or Othniel?
Just call him Othniel. Oath.
Oath?
It's Othniel.
I like Oath better. You're right. I should just call him Oath. Oath was born on October 29th, 1831. So like 9 years older than Cope. Okay. In Lockport, New York. And he was not in a wealthy family. A very, what you call, not Sky. Miles family. Sky.
Poor.
Yeah.
We call him poor.
But he was highly educated. And the reason he was able to be highly educated was because, and he inherited it from his dad, was because of this guy. This guy was the neighborhood creep who educated him.
So James Buchanan?
Wow, that does look like James Buchanan. I'm going to be honest with you. You could have showed any guy from this era and I've been like, that does
that
look
looks like James Buchanan. Who is this guy?
This is George Peabody. Not the Peabody you're thinking of, but another famous Peabody. He was very wealthy. He was a financier.
What's with the Peabody Hotel?
That's like a famous hotel.
Yeah. And what is that? They have the ducks. You know about the hotel that has the ducks with the elevator? You know what I'm talking about?
What hotel
has elevator ducks?
Elevator ducks. That's the weirdest thing I've ever Googled. It is the Peabody.
Yeah.
The Peabody ducks do not have individual names.
You know, have you heard of this? The Peabody ducks?
No.
I'll do an episode about it.
Okay.
Close it. I'll do a whole hour. Okay. I'll do a whole hour on the Peabody ducks. No jokes. No time for jokes. We got to talk about the ducks.
Serious episode we've ever done. The Peabody Hotel ducks. It's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
We should go. That's not far.
I got a couple shows in Memphis. Your birthday weekend.
Birthday in Memphis.
Is that a real song?
You should know. That's yeah. Are you joking?
I don't know.
That's why you can't play guitar, bro.
That seems like a
bro.
Jazz thing. Like that seems like
I was gonna
jazz.
Say. Learn guitar. Let's go yeah. down to Beale Street,
and then I can try. Hey, look, yeah. there's another guy trying.
Some guy trying in public.
What's worse than trying in Nashville? Trying in Memphis.
That's true.
So Peabody was a wealthy financier and was okay. Oath's uncle.
Oh, okay.
And he said, hey, Oath, like you, I think by looking at you, you got what it takes to be a smart guy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I want to pay for you to go to college.
Sure.
Also, I'm going to build a museum and I would like when you graduate college to run the museum.
Okay.
And he's like, that's a lot of pressure. And so he sends him to college, ends up going great, gets a job out of college to be a professor at Yale. Very highly educated, intelligent guy. And then later on becomes the president of the National Academy of Sciences. This guy is a lot different than Cope, though. See, Cope, obviously, neo-Lamarckism, kind of a crazy idea. Cope was a creationist. Cope was a theorist 4,000 years old. Like, he was one of those guys.
Oh.
Oath was a natural selection,
yeah, evolution kind of
or
guy.
Or a super old kind of guy. But regardless, they met in Berlin in 1864 while okay. they were on a science field trip. And they hit it off.
At McDonald's after their trip.
Yeah, they were drinking their Capri Suns and eating their PB&Js that their moms packed them. They're 37. and
yeah,
they,
but at that time, that's like...
that's like six. Because the age is
when
skewed.
You make it past toddler.
Yeah, yeah, then you're going to be really old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know. So...
They lived longer back then. It used to be 700.
So long, yeah. So these guys hit it off. They become right. good friends. And they spent like the next 4 days together in Berlin okay. doing science stuff together. And it's kind of like...
Like an indie film montage.
Yeah, they're running around Berlin.
Yeah.
They're stealing stuff.
Flying kites.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wind.
It's
just a theory. It's not a fact.
It's not a... We don't know for sure if
we don't know for sure if that's what's going on.
It could be God's breath. And they're like lighting like, a light bulb in a potato.
And they're doing Mentos and Diet Coke. You know?
Yeah. And then they're like getting covered in it and they're like high-fiving.
Oh, they're like doing the thing where they're like... Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Science. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's really heartwarming. And they were friends for years after this. They ended up naming species after each other, which this is, I think I'm getting ahead of myself by saying that, but they named some species after okay. each other, that they discovered.
They discovered some species?
They discovered some species and they named them after each other. And they started going on expeditions together, making discoveries in the world of science.
They were really truly best pals.
Yeah, they were good pals.
They did a podcast.
But one day something changed. And I want to do an exercise real quick, actually, before we get too far. I want to pull this picture back up. We got a Oath and Eddie.
Yeah.
I want us as a group to decide who do we think of these two is going to win the Bone Wars, which we don't have context on what this is. I think you could probably guess, but who of Eddie and Oath do you think is going to win the Bone Wars?
Scrappy guy.
This guy?
No.
Eddie?
Yeah.
You think Eddie's going to win?
Yeah.
All
he's
right.
scrappy.
He does look like the kind of guy where like you get in a fight and he's like ducking underneath everybody.
I think the Bone Wars
and slicing
is, you know, they've obviously uncovered some kind of, well, I mean, my agent would say they didn't do any of this, but they've uncovered like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Right? And now it's a race to whatever... And it's whoever gets to name it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good theory.
Actually, so I'm going to go off Daniel.
Oh, you think Oath is going
to
win?
I think he discovered bones in the feet, and now we call it orthopedic. I think that's what it's named after.
They accidentally added an R.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, oops. Oops, another R.
Oops.
Oops.
I don't know, man.
He's got a lisp.
No, I my vote's on the scrappy guy.
You think Eddie?
Nah, I'm just afraid of being wrong. Okay, I don't know,
so
dude.
So we think Eddie's going to win.
I think Eddie's going to win.
Hey, how about you? Put it down in the comments. Oath or Eddie. And you can't do it at the end. You have to do it right now and just put Oath or Eddie. That's just the whole comment.
Like and subscribe. Shut up. Hey, thanks for being part of this episode. If you want to help us do more of this, you want to help us grow our show, one of the easiest and best ways to do that is to join our Patreon. It's a way for you financially to support this show, and you get a lot in return. You get access to our Discord channel. You get bonus content that comes out. You get exclusive merchandise and like live Zoom hangouts where we're both just hanging out, eating pizza, just getting to know each other. The biggest thing is we want to know you more as an individual and as a friend. So thanks for supporting our show. If you don't support us financially, we're not pressed about it. We're not like mad, but I'll find you. So text Tillin to 66866 to keep yourself from being found. All right. Because if you don't, I will hunt you down.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online. It's flexible. It's convenient. And it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
All right, anyways, so as you might have picked up by now, these guys are paleontologists. I don't know if I've said that yet.
Yeah.
And so they...
They only eat fish.
Yeah, they also... Another side part that a lot of people don't realize about paleontologists, they only eat fish, but they also like to dig up dinosaur bones. A lot of people don't talk about that part. That everyone's like, oh, it's just a fun diet. It's
this
like,
was no, like, this is a good episode for my for my dino fish. Denying.
You got to dig up the bones too.
I used to call her friend. Fish. I didn't know what to call her just then. Dino denying.
I used to call her friend, but now employee. I can't.
She'd hate that.
She's on payroll.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her. Hey, go listen to the episode for the first time in your life.
So they started going on these expeditions together, making discoveries, finding dinosaurs. And this is early dinosaur era.
Yeah.
Not a lot of dinosaurs have been discovered yet. This is like the mid-1800s.
Well, this is interesting then, because Eddie is he really like a creationist? Like he thinks okay. So he's going to say that this thing didn't make the ark.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his belief.
Okay.
Yeah. Oath disagrees with him. But they're still friends. Oath's
like, it was on the ark.
Oath was like, yeah, of course Noah brought the T-Rex on the ark. Are you kidding me? So they start making all these discoveries together, going on these expeditions. And then one day, they went on a trip to a marl pit in New Jersey.
A what?
A marl pit. It's basically like crusty mud from a million years ago.
Crusty mud?
Yeah.
Sounds like a dad rock band.
It does, yeah. We should.
What's that? We're crusty mud. Alex, do some like chugs. You know?
Yeah. That'd be sick. So Cope had discovered this pit in New Jersey.
That's going to be you one day. I promise you, if you do a stupid, like if you learn guitar, you know, and then you join like a dad band, I'll just take you out.
What
I promise.
Mean by that?
Define, I mean, I'll make you disappear.
I'm going to skew the
I'm going to skew the data. I'm saying that, like, I will do that for you. Don't worry.
I appreciate that.
I will not let myself or your kids go to, oh, my dad's doing a rock concert at the coffee shop. No,
it's a garage show. That. They're garage shows. Yeah. My dad's doing a block party. Yeah. Out of the garage.
Yeah. Unless it's cool.
There's going to be brats.
Yeah. Now, there is a certain age, though, where that crosses into, like, that's pretty sick.
That is, yeah.
Like, if you're, like, 80 and you're, like, guys, we're going to do a garage show and you do that, pretty sick.
Pretty sick. You're right. Sweet. So I'll just wait. I'll spend the next 50 years getting really good at guitar.
You're not going to make it to 80.
You're right.
But
I'll be the youngest guy in the band.
That'll give you some hope.
I'll join a band of 80-year-olds and I'll be 33.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, that guy looks younger than everyone else. But he is bald, so I don't know.
This could be called the Grand Dads.
That's pretty sick. Anyways, so they go to this marl pit and they're like,
I don't think you should be in an old people band called Krusty Mud. I don't know if that's.
I mean, if all the olds are happy with it, if they like the name.
Everything called Krusty Mud.
What's up with Krusty Mud?
All right.
Okay, so they went to this marl pit.
Yeah.
Cope found this one. Okay. There was an operator that he was like, and I believe the operator is kind of like the landowner who was like, it'd be cool if you dug up this pit. And so they went, they started digging around, trying to find some bones. They didn't find any bones on this trip, but the operator was going to continue digging because he was like, maybe there's some cool bones and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, if you find some stuff, send it to us. We're the scientists. We can science them. And Marsh, on the way out, pulls the operator to the side. They're walking out. Cope continues walking. He's like, yeah, go start the car. And he's like, what the heck is a car?
A carriage? All right.
Go heat up the horse.
And the horse is like,
kicks him. It's like, what are you doing? And so he pulls the operator to the side.
It's like, hey, and he's like, hey, bones.
If you find any bones, send them to me. Don't send them to Eddie. Send them to Oath.
Okay, so he starts undercutting them.
Yeah. And so this put a little rift in their relationship. Yeah. It wasn't a big one yet, but it does start to kind of put this. Yeah, and Eddie finds out about this and Eddie's like hurt. He's like, what are you sciencing without me? Like, you want to do this on your own?
Yeah.
Like, you think, dude,
this is my pit.
Than me? Yeah, I found this pit. And you're gonna try to undercut me on this?
And you're gonna this is my pit? And you're gonna maneuver around me?
This is my pit, and you're gonna smear deodorant all over it. It was a bad joke, but it hit my brain, and I tried to leave, and I couldn't. I couldn't not.
The rest of the episode is no more jokes.
We're not gonna be funny.
This is a morning one.
Comedy
this
podcast. It's currently 8:30. This is
we're trying
a serious podcast from now on.
No more. Sorry for that, guys.
So then the dinosaur rush begins.
Okay.
Which is like the gold rush. It actually
It's for dinosaur bones.
It was birthed out of the gold rush. All the gold guys were gold trying to get their gold. And then they happened upon these bones. They're like, which one of you murdered a really big guy? And then they were like, oh, wait, these might be dinos. And so they're like, we should call some science guys. And so all the science guys went out west.
Yeah.
And they started digging. They're like, oh, yeah, there are bones here. There's a lot of them.
Most of them are like Utah, Idaho, up in that
region. Because that's where the flood happened. God had to never mind. They
no jokes.
Sorry. Might be. So
might be. No jokes.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, that was I was telling it to myself.
I'm not gonna professional of me.
Okay, keep going.
Funny. So they begin traveling out west and doing digs out west. Cope had connections in DC because he's rich, you know?
Yeah.
And so he pulls his connections in DC to get added to the US Geological Survey under a guy named Ferdinand Hayden. And Ferdinand Hayden was
also a name that should come back. Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. Yeah, Ferdy. You call him Ferdy. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Ferdy's actually
or Ferdy.
Kind of cool.
Hey, no jokes.
No, it's not a joke. I'm like Ferdinand Myers.
Ferdy.
What names does Bree have picked for your kids?
I can't say. They're surprises.
For who?
For everybody. We're gonna say them, and everyone's gonna be like, "Wow, they're so surprised."
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, we've got.
You got a couple names, but you're not going to tell me. Will you tell me off the podcast?
Well, we've got four names, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, actually, though. We picked these out when we were dating. Like, we haven't talked about this in 7 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, like, we're still locked on those. I'm still okay with them, but okay. I don't know if she's still like, yeah, what I like those. Duke, Dean.
Yeah, you shouldn't be okay with that.
Adelaide, all right. And Charlotte.
Oh, dang. We were going to name a kid Charlotte.
Were you?
Yeah.
We I said kid. Both should.
Just in case.
We should both.
We'll have a boy named Charlotte.
We're going to beat you to it.
But I'm going to call her Charles, Charles after my dad. That's like the joke. If I had a daughter named Charlotte, but I call her oh, Charles. Pretty funny.
That's kind of cool.
My dad calls me Charles.
My dad calls me. Your dad
I'm sure that won't create any issues.
Any problems. It'll be totally fine.
My little, and like she'll have my broad shoulders, dude. It's.
So
she's going to go to college on shot put, tell you that. We talk about all the time. My wife is like a little bird.
Yeah.
And I am like a giant dinosaur that may or may not exist.
That's, so, like, that's not real.
Yeah, I mean, be for real. Yeah. So we're either going to have just a very like model-esque daughter.
Yeah.
Or a daughter who is like freaking
huge.
What's that? What? Don't say huge about my daughter. All right. First of all, she's going to listen to this
not
one day.
Alive.
Yeah.
We're skewing the average.
Stop. Water polo is what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You see how jacked those girls are?
They are jacked. They are ripped. What if?
Not ripped. They're like freaking.
They are. Yeah, you're right.
Their arms are massive.
Ripped is not the right word. Yeah, they're.
She's going to win the county. Swole. She's going to win the county fair. Like, you know. Yeah.
Have hammer. You seen the video of that girl in the Dave and Buster's doing that? And the kid runs by like right at the scene, and oh, she just freaking nails this kid. And the kid doesn't lose a step at all.
Nothing's
just right through
at all.
It.
Just freaking. Dude, that's the power of children. They're wild.
They can't feel pain.
So anyway, all right.
Unless
so
they think
was,
they get something
trying to
out
think
of
if
it.
You had, Ferdinand's a cool name. So Ferdinand
is a cool name. So Ferdinand Hayden, he's a geologist. He's
we did
just
an episode
a
about
a
Ferdinand Waldo DeMera.
Yeah, he was an imposter.
Yeah, that's right.
This guy's not an imposter. Okay. He's a rock guy. And so he likes looking at rocks. And so he's a part of the survey to look at all the rocks and tell you what they did. This rock probably sat here for like a million years. That's what he said. Okay. And so, but Hayden, as a part of digging rocks up, sometimes would find dinosaur bones.
Okay.
So he had a guy by the name of Joseph Leedy. Joseph Leedy was a professor at another university who Cope actually, like, I don't want to say apprenticed under, that's too strong of a word because he wasn't educated, but he did do some work under him, like going to some digs and learned some things from Leedy early in his career. And so Leedy and Cope kind of have some history. Leedy is it's the closest relationship Cope has in his life to like a Jedi and a Padawan. Jeez, that stressed me out.
I don't get that reference.
Yeah, and I hate you for it, just so you know.
Could you do like a Chronicles of Narnia reference?
It's the closest thing to an Aslan and literally any other character.
Could you do a Bible reference?
It's the closest thing to... that's a good question. Jesus literally... Probably Paul and Barnabas. Well, no. Well, actually, that actually works.
There you go.
Okay, so
or Paul and Timothy.
No, because Paul and Barnabas, they had the breakup. And
oh,
so,
that's true.
Joseph was getting all the bones.
Yeah.
Taught Eddie some stuff. It's not like he
bones
taught him everything.
Are their money? I was just looking at a thing last night about like the most memeable things. And someone was like, this show only has 18 episodes.
Yeah.
And its memes are everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
so good.
I think they wrote it that way.
Oh yeah. I mean, for sure. Yeah.
So Joseph had this deal with Ferdinand. You're going to send me all your bones.
Right.
Cope goes on the trip. And now Cope is just taking the bones. And Ferdinand is like, well, I mean, you're part of the survey now. It's like, this is what you're here for. So like, you get the bones.
Sure, here's
and
the
so,
bones.
So like, he's talking to Joseph on the phone. And Joseph is like, bro, like, what is going on here? And he's like, well, we got a bone guy now. Like, I can't send you the bones. We got a bone guy on the trip with us. So what am I supposed to do? I'm
supposed
to take the bones from the bone guy? And so...
The bone boy.
We got a bone boy. Yeah, he's not a guy yet. He's too young. Can't call him a guy yet. Cope is on this dig... trip tour. They're going to a bunch of different places with Hayden. And Leedy's upset. Leedy's very hurt. I don't know if hurt's the right word. Angry. And so Leedy and Hayden kind of get together. And Hayden's a little annoyed too, because he's like, he didn't make this decision. He's like, just some bigwig in DC was like, yeah, you got a bone guy. And he's like, but I had a bone guy. But he didn't come. But he's just, you know. And so they set up a plan for him to go to Wyoming, for them all to go to Wyoming, to this dig site where there was supposed to be when they arrived.
Where most of the dinosaur stuff is?
They're along the Rockies. The Colorado's got a lot. Wyoming's got a lot. Utah's got a lot. Montana. Like, it's all that area. Yeah, that side of the country's got a lot. But I don't think you could say most. I think that's, well, maybe it is most. There's a lot. I don't know the answer to that question.
Where there's dinosaurs other places, right?
Yeah, it's not just there.
No, I mean like other continents, right?
Oh, yes, I think so.
There's dinosaurs on every continent, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because
that's the only thing that would make me be like, maybe my agent's right.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When you hear more of the story.
Okay.
So, he had this
trip. I'm going to send her this.
They had this trip to Wyoming. And what they do on all their trips is they go on the trip, the two of them.
Right.
They arrive, and then there is
two of them
contractors that they telegrammed. Yeah, that they telegrammed ahead.
Leedy.
Leedy is not going. So it's,
oh,
it's
sorry. Ferdinand and Eddie.
And Eddie. Cope. So they go on this trip, and what typically they would do is they would arrive at the dig site, and they would have telegrammed ahead and hired a bunch of contractors to dig. To be the dig guys. And so they show up expecting like carts and tools and shovels and people to help them, and there's nothing there. And Eddie is there by himself. Eddie or Ferdinand doesn't show up. And he's like, oh, I got the wool pulled over my eyes, and I've been tricked. I'm here at the dig site alone.
Okay.
So he says, you know what? Good news though. I'm rich. And so he goes into town and he puts together his own ragtag team of dig people to start digging through this dig site all on his own. And this is when things went from a little fractured between him and Oath to like, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Because he goes into this town and unbeknownst to Eddie doesn't know what's happening. He just goes into town and finds some people who were looking for work and hires them. Well, two of these people just happen to be people who are on Marsh's dig team, Oath's dig team.
Okay.
And so Oath finds out about this, and Oath is really upset. He's like, you're hiring my people to dig your stuff. And he's like, well, first of all, we're on the same team here. We're finding dinosaurs like in the wild. Second of all,
we're the Dino Daddies.
They have t-shirts made. It's just a two thing. I like that idea.
I'm not laughing.
That was a part of the montage. They went to a screen printing place. And like, he's still wearing his. Cope hasn't taken his off.
He's gained like a lot of weight. Yeah, so it's like, it's pretty tight.
It's so tight, yeah. And Oath has donated it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah,
we are. Yeah.
It's like wrinkled up.
You still have that?
Closet.
Yeah, he sees some kid walking down the street wearing it. And he's like, where did you get that shirt?
Kill that kid. Kill that kid.
And he's like, you, I hired you. I'm your boss. You have to do what I tell you. And he's like, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Do you want to get paid?
I guess.
I guess I got to. The boss says.
All right.
So Marsh was furious. Mm-hmm. Oath was really, really upset.
Yeah.
And so he calls up his employees and he's like, what the heck were you doing working for Eddie? And he's like, first of all, we thought you guys were friends. Second of all, we were trying to infiltrate his ranks.
Sure.
And find his secrets and deliver his secrets to you and sabotage his plans. And Oath was like, no, you weren't. You're lying to me right now. And so this was kind of the turning point that began the Bone Wars.
Okay.
And so in 1872, the relationship between Eddie and Oath had completely soured. There's no going back from this.
Right.
They're not friends anymore. And so the two of them, and then Leedy also, Joseph Leedy is all over the West, and they are all traveling around finding dinosaurs and ancient mammal bones and discovering them for the first time, naming them. And they're having a lot of success. Cope and Marsh are two main characters. They discovered the Brontosaurus, the Stegosaurus, the Allosauruses.
Yeah.
The Triceratops. Those are like three of the most noteworthy ones that you would know.
Give me the ones I wouldn't know.
Give me what I wouldn't know.
No. We're running out of time.
No, we're not. We've got plenty of time here. Cope, one day, he discovers a marine dinosaur. And when he discovers this dinosaur, he's looking at it and he's trying to put the bones together because that's part of what they do. They find a pile of bones. They got to figure out how do these bones work. And so they stick them all together like it's like a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
And so he's looking at this and he says, this dinosaur, here's a picture of it. He looks at it and he says, this most fish skeleton, what happens with them is you see there's the long side is usually their tail.
Yeah.
And so he organized it this way where the head was on the short side of this skeleton. He publishes this and then Marsh sees it and he says, something's wrong here. And he says, I think the long side...
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell immediately something's wrong here.
So he says the long side is actually the head and the short side is the tail. And so he switches it and he publishes this and says, Eddie Cope is an idiot. Look what he did. He put the tail, the head on the tail. What a nitwit. That's an exact quote. And
this one doesn't look real to me.
You don't think this is real?
No.
I mean, I look at it. I'm like, how could that
be for real? I just use my eyes, first of all. I mean, first of all, I looked at it and I go, that's not real. Come on.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Things I Learned Last Night. If you're here and you're a little shocked because you've been watching ASMR videos all night and you woke up to the sound of my laughter, let me help you out real quick and join back in the ASMR. One thing that would help us a lot in the algorithm is if you left some comments or some reviews if you're on the podcast app. We'd really appreciate that and it would help us grow this show. So thanks for your support. But if not, and you're just here trying to sleep, I hope I interrupted it. But here's another advertisement. And so this permanently affected Edward Cope's
reputation.
Credibility. Yeah. Yeah. People were immediately like, oh yeah, this guy didn't go to college. And he's out sure. here and we're ascribing a bunch of archaeological finds to him, being like, yeah, he's finding all these dinosaurs, but this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And this other guy, Othaniel, he's a professor at Yale. And the professor at Yale, he believes in science. This other guy believes in Neo Larkin Larks.
Neo Lincoln Larks.
He's a Neo Lincoln logger. And so he, Eddie is now in this situation where he's like, I have this like lapse in my credibility.
Yeah.
And he is now trying to move as quickly as possible to discover as much as possible to be able to ship and publish these discoveries before Othaniel can get to them.
Right.
And so he is almost weekly sending out telegrams from things he's digging up.
And when you rush your work,
you do bad work.
Yeah. That's why these episodes are terrible.
Othaniel takes a different approach. Othaniel,
I'm just going to wait to see what he puts out and just debunk
just
him.
Be like, yeah, this guy's dumb. Othaniel takes a different approach. He hires a militia.
Okay.
And he says, we're going to kill Eddie. no, he hires this militia. And he says, if we take this militia, and this is, I want to be clear, not great. If we take this militia into, because this is the 1800s. The United States doesn't own a lot of this land yet. This is still happening. And so, and we go into Sioux territory, we can, with our militia, create agreements with the native tribes, and here he is on a photo shoot with a tribal leader, creating agreements where they would show them where all the bones were. And so he kind of found like a cheat code to discover okay. these a little bit quicker. And so sure. he's got these guides guiding him through to find the location of all these bones. And then he then has one further good idea. He says, wait, instead of going to find all these digs, he's like, I don't have to go. He's like, let me just hire people and send them, and then they can send them back to me.
Scalability.
Yeah, so he ends up with a team of 480.
Holy cow.
Across the West on all these digs being led by native tribal leaders who know the land, like guides who are guiding yeah. them through all these places. And he is finding stuff left and right. And Cope is getting frustrated because Cope, like every time he shows up, Oath had already got there.
Yeah.
And they both had adopted this practice of...
if the other one was there, it's theirs?
No, very opposite. The idea was, the practice they had adopted was kind of like a...
Kill on site. Oh, you work for that guy?
Kill that guy. It was kind of like a scorched earth policy. So basically, they would do the dig, and then they would blow it up after they got everything they wanted. So so if they would dig as much as they could, and there would be bones left over, and they'd be like, I don't want the other guy to get it, so I'm going to put a bunch of TNT in this pit and blow it all up. And so if I can't have it, no one can.
Cool.
And so Joseph is...
That just, feels pretty... I just hate... Sometimes I hate humans in that way, where it's just like, all right, well, you just destroyed so much history.
Yeah, yeah.
And our ability to... We're better at science than
they
you
know. Gotta win. So the Cope is starting to kind of lose a lot of ground to Marsh, because Marsh has got a lot more resources than him at this point. And Cope is blowing through cash, trying to do all this. So he actually starts a company that's like prospecting silver on the side. So like every time he would show up, he'd have his prospectors. He'd be like, go find some silver. And they'd be like, I don't think it really works that way.
And he's like, it works that way.
It works that way. Yeah. And so they were finding just a bunch of rocks. He's like, look, it's silver. And then he tried to sell it, and they'd be like, that's not silver. And then they'd be like, don't ever come to my pawn shop again.
Okay.
And so
best I can do is
26 cents. And so Cope starts sending in all these like incomplete fossils and bones that were incorrectly put together.
Yeah.
And interestingly, and I don't know why this was such a big deal, bones or new dinosaurs that he named wrong, and I don't understand. Like,
he named wrong?
Yeah, they were like, that's
not a good
name. This is an actual quote from an article.
Would you name it Charlotte?
Wrong.
Stupid.
It's a wrong name. And so this is an actual...
Thanks for telling me your names, by the way. I'm going to steal all of them.
This is an actual quote from like the Smithsonian about it. It says, as it turned out, many of Marsh's names were valid, while none of Cope's were. I don't know what that means.
Valid in what way?
I don't know what that means. I think it's because like they have like the like genus and family that they named them in. And so I think there was like an actual like convention that these people were following for naming stuff. I think. I don't really know what that means, but this further humiliates Cope. Like, he's getting really frustrated about the fact that he's in this field that he's interested in, but doesn't know enough about to really like be proficient in, I guess.
Sure.
So he starts arguing for a new plan of classification that would discard all of Marsh's names and make all of Marsh's names wrong, and instead make all of his names correct. And he's like, but what if we named them different? Then all of mine would be correct and all of his would be wrong. And everyone's like, yeah, that's
how that would work.
What would happen if we changed it? And so this got to a situation where it was just constant blowing up of bones, arguing with each other, discrediting each other's finds, shipping in new bones and trying to see who could find them. Most stuff.
Yeah.
And it got to such a heated point where they were publishing so much. Cope, if the Bone Wars were who could publish more scientific articles, it would be Cope. He published 1,400 articles in his life.
Wow.
But it got to the point where every scientific journal of the day banned both of them from publishing articles because they were like,
you guys are just competing with each other and you're not actually looking for real science.
Yeah. They were like, you're doing too much and all your articles are so annoying and whiny and we're tired of reading them.
All of your names are dumb.
All of your names are dumb. Yeah. That's pretty much what their articles are. Like they would immediately write a response article to each other. And then they would write a response to the response and a response to the response. And it was like, this is just...
It was like a Facebook comment battle.
Yeah.
In the 18...
In the scientific journal.
Hundreds.
Yeah, and they get banned from these scientific journals because of it.
Like, we're not going to... No, I'm not going to... At least... And that's where it needs to go. We need to have somebody approving your Facebook comments. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what? That would be a good system for social media.
Yeah.
Anybody, just somebody else has to either approve or deny your comment.
Literally anybody.
Literally anybody.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Yeah.
You type it and then someone can go, this does not need to be on the internet.
This should go away.
No.
No. No. No. No. Yeah.
I mean, it's somebody's job to watch all the stuff that's on the internet. That's like, this shouldn't be here. This shouldn't be here.
I don't know if I would say watch. There's an algorithm that delivers them, that flags some stuff. And then someone says, and then someone gets to decide.
That's what I'm saying. Someone does a manual review.
I guess, yeah, at some point.
Well, there's somebody's job who's like, I'm not watching anything. I'm the manual review guy.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We should get flagged by the YouTube stuff and just send them a little.
Hey, we're trying to get published in a scientific journal. Figured we'd start. What if we did
a YouTube short that was just like vaccines cause autism? Hey, now that you're here, we just want to say thank you so much for the work you're doing in policing the disinformation that's available online.
We're just really thankful for you. We appreciate you a lot. What you're doing is so special.
Thank you so much. Also, if you would like to support us on Patreon, you can go to taxidermymyuncle.com.
And sign up today.
/ Venetian.
Looking forward to the day where we see someone in the Discord pop in and say,
Hey,
I saw
I'm the manual review guy on YouTube. Thanks for that note. I did deny it.
I did turn that one down for sure, but I'm here.
There you go.
So it's whatever. It's
that's our marketing strategy. It's one person at a time.
Yeah. If we could get one person in this Discord,
we'll leave the 99 for the one. All right. I gotta hurry up. I got a haircut today and I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. This
fiddle runs- off.
I am kind of okay with that.
No, I'm joking. Here's the thing. What happened?
We're pretty close. So they continue doing this for the rest of their life until Eddie bankrupts himself doing it.
Oh, geez.
So he spends all the money he has. And Marsh, on the other hand, never runs out of money because he's making enough money. He's got a big enough name for himself. And he's got like this huge operation running at this point. So he's able to continue doing it. So at the end of the day, Oath ends up winning the war. But they both had a valiant effort. Eddie discovered 56 dinosaur species for the first time and named them incorrectly.
So they got renamed. But he still discovered.
But he discovered 56 species.
Sure.
Marsh discovered 80 new species. So he won the war.
He won.
Here's what's crazy, though. Before this, take a guess. How many dinosaur species do you think we had discovered before this?
I want to say not a lot. I want to say like 5.
That's a good guess. It was 27,000. I'm kidding. 9. Oh. There was only 9 species discovered before
really?
This.
What were the first 9?
I actually don't know.
I don't know. Do we have a way of finding out, or do we just sit here in mystery? Should we just sit here and wonder? Should we sit here and go, huh? That's a good question. Maybe we'll look that up at a different time. And then you listening on your commute right now, we'll never know because you won't remember to look it up. Or can we use the device in front of us, God's gift to us through the internet, and maybe find out?
Okay, so the first one discovered was in 1677 in Europe. So that answers our question.
Yeah, they are other places.
And it was a guy by the name of Robert Plott.
That was what they called the dinosaur?
You named that wrong. That's a human name.
But I'm saying, like, what was the first, like,
Megalosaurus.
Because, like, the freaking, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex head is a wild find.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The second to be discovered was the Iguanodon.
Okay. So, wait, what is the.
Also named
what
wrong.
What was the first one?
Like, Megalosaurus.
We don't have any images of what that would look like?
I bet we do. The first one was Megalosaurus.
Megalosaurus skeleton bones.
Yeah. And the second one was the Iguanodon. Judging by the looks of this, it's not real. I don't think I have a skeleton.
Okay.
But because I mean, I guess I could have like Megalosaurus skeleton, but I'd rather look at this statue of it.
Oh, it's a statue?
Yeah. I think this is in like a small town in Tennessee or something, I bet. It's just what it looks. It just it's looks like
paper mache.
Yeah, this looks like that one town where we saw that dragon. This is a megalosaurus. Oh,
that's certainly an option.
Oh.
This looks like an alligator head glued onto a lion and then covered in scales.
Oh, I've seen iguanodons before.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's an iguanodon?
Not in real life, but like, you remember that movie? It was like The Land Before Time, but it was 3D animated and wasn't as good.
It was called Dinosaur?
Yeah, actually.
It was just called Dinosaur, yeah. Do you remember that movie about dinosaurs? And it was... what was it called?
What are they?
Are you pulling something else up here?
Yeah, I am. Okay. This is the iguanodon.
Is it? This is from the movie Dinosaur. You pulled a still.
I think I might have
from the. Okay.
Yeah.
When did they discover the T-Rex?
Let's find out.
Because I'm saying like the skull of a T-Rex is undeniably a dinosaur. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unless they paper mache'd it.
Okay.
Edward Cope.
Edward Cope discovered it. Discovered the.
Yeah, he named it. Yeah, he did name it wrong.
What did he name it?
He named it.
Okay.
He named it Manospoonadilus gigas.
Yeah, he's stupid.
And they were like, yeah, that's just a T-Rex.
That's
dude.
Just a bunch of sounds you just made, man. Mana spoona gigaliga. Oh, okay. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why don't we go with Tyrannosaurus Rex?
That explains so much about this.
Let's put that on a shirt, though.
The Mana spoona dealis gigas. Yeah, that's pretty great.
Manaspoon Adela Gigas.
And it's just like the like coolest like T-Rex like.
Oh, for sure.
Like it's like those wolf T-shirts.
Yeah.
But it's a T-Rex. Yeah.
The Manaspoon Adela
Gigas. And like this like really cool font. Like really cool. Like
the Jurassic Park font.
Oh, that's better. I was thinking like Creed font, but Jurassic Park font's better.
Yeah.
Manaspoon Adela Gigas. Oh my gosh.
I was thinking like maybe like a Babus New or like a...
Yeah, you're naming that wrong right now. You're just saying sounds.
Or maybe like a... How do you say it? Montserrat?
Montserrat?
Montserrat.
That's how I always say that.
That kind of font.
I heard some kids at...
We're just talking a coffee fonts. Shop. We got to hurry up.
I heard some kids at a coffee shop this week.
Talking fonts?
Yeah. And she was like, I think I'm supposed to use... They were talking about like a homework. That
Helvetica
they were
Canoe?
And she was like, I think I'm supposed to use Arial. That's what she said. And I was like, what did you just say?
You said that to a kid? You like confronted a high schooler?
I was like,
you said, hey, you idiot. What did you just say? Hey, big old dumb.
No, her friend. Luckily, her friend was like, what? And she was like,
Arial.
And she was like,
Arial? Times like, okay, New Roman.
At least you know what you're saying. All right, here's a picture of the T-Rex that he found.
We're gotta be done with this episode. This is the stupidest joke. That's the dumbest thing you've ever done.
That's a Monospoonadilus gigas right there.
All right. The audio listener, it's a Halloween costume of a T-Rex.
It's a pretty good one.
Do we have an actual picture of like what he found? Because I'd be interested in that.
I mean, I don't know what he found. We know what T-Rex look like though.
I know, but like, do we have any pictures of his dig site? It was cameras existed then, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We do have.
I mean, I know cameras existed then. We had those black and white photos. Also, we've talked about this on the show before. I cannot get over how creepy it is that people would just have their dead kids in pictures.
What?
People would have their dead children in pictures and family photos.
Oh, yeah. That's not creepy.
That is super creepy.
So we've got this. I think this is the gums and the teeth of a T-Rex that he found. I mean, I guess they're not gums anymore. It's just the bone. But this is what Cope found, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
So it is. It is just like three T-Rex teeth and like the top part of the jaw.
Yeah,
is what he's got. And that.
And we just put that stuff together.
And we said,
and then we were like, this is a T-Rex, you know, and that's made up.
I will say this did kind of bring into question for me, this competition between these two, because there definitely was like a one-upmanship, and there definitely was like, there's a plausible reason for them to fake some stuff here.
Yeah.
To beat each other.
Like, why is the tip of the teeth black?
Because it's cooler that way. It's so much cooler like that. So cool. But well, I think that's kind of like dog claws. The tips of them turn black. Do cats do that?
I don't think so. No.
Some of them, yeah. Like my dog, she's got like they're white or clear or whatever, and then the tips turn black.
Okay.
I don't know what's it. I think it's blood in them. I think. Well, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I think so. Maybe.
My teeth are black.
Yeah, you're just sick.
You should go to the hospital.
No, but
so there's there's plausible.
Yeah, most of their finds though have been corroborated by other paleontologists now though.
Okay.
So I think like if it was just that, I think that's the problem with a lot of conspiracy theories like that. Like if you scope in really tight on something like this, you're like, sure. Oh, I see how this could be faked. But if you widen your view a little, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, this has been corroborated. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all I got to say about this.
Okay.
Oath won. If you won, go ahead and say I won in the comments.
Okay.
And we can fiddle that one off.
All right. Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of our show. If you like that and you want more of our show, we have a ton of other episodes. In this one, we talked about how E.D. Cope was a young prodigy, very smart for a 19-year-old. There's another episode that's kind of similar to that called Radioactive Boy Scout, where we talked about David Hahn, who basically was trying to build a nuclear reactor in the shed behind his house as a teenage boy. All this, his life story and how he got started and all that stuff. It's a really interesting story, really fun episode. The link to that is in the description here or somewhere around here to click. If you want next week's episode now, you're like, man, I really like this show and these two idiots are fun, you can absolutely get next week's episode right now by joining us on Patreon. You know, like and subscribe and
do all that stuff.
Do this stuff. I hate this part of it. You know, if you're still here, that means you haven't clicked out of here to go watch the other episode. And it's like, just get out of here. Scram. Else.
Hey, shout out to all our patrons.
Great.